You think they need LaMelo Ball? You think they need
Larry's?
I guess he could play shooting.
I could play shooting. Yeah. You know exactly what time it is. You know precisely what time it is.
Damn, nigga, that was a good pattern yeah. right there. You had
that
a
felt
good
right.
pattern on your head.
That wasn't even me. That was the universe acting through me. I was a vessel.
Yeah.
I didn't even, what happened?
Yeah.
I blacked out.
I couldn't even explain.
All I saw was black. It sounded beautiful, though.
It was.
I hope y'all enjoyed that, too. This is Random Order by 4YE Media. It's your boy, Jermaine. Jay Richards, it's me. The guy with the, yo, we'll talk about that after.
Yeah.
B-Baby,
I thought you were going to get into it, but yes.
Let's get to let them know who's here.
Yeah.
B-Baby Trey.
Biggest baby in the game.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Big Chocolate, Young Shells in the building.
Big Chocolate!
Yes, sir.
Big Chocolate plays at center. It all makes sense now. He's always in the paint.
Yeah. And if you notice, my man switched seats. It's just that kind of day.
We set up everything. We put the arm up. He said, yo.
He came in and said,
change it.
Sit over there.
Yo, stop what you doing.
I couldn't even say no. I want to sit over there. Yo, whatever the chocolate one says,
yeah,
that's an order.
Let me know what y'all think about it in the comments.
That's it.
If it feels better.
Random Order by 4IE Media, presented by Mush Studios. We are recording here live from the lovely Artscape Daniels Launchpad in Toronto.
Yeah, order.
You know what time it is, yeah.
Order.
Tap in
with me, bro.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, and if y'all didn't notice, yeah, there's a major elephant in the room. I exposed the handlebars.
That's what I thought you were going to say at the start.
I had to get to it. I had to warm up to it. Yeah. You can't just start a podcast off like that. Yeah, but I exposed the handlebars. That's it. I just, you know, was going in for my haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I don't say anything because my barber just knows like what I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
This time I turned around. Say, yo. Sorry, sounds like this.
Reenactment.
Yeah.
You about to buzz me up, you over here. I'm exposing the handlebars.
Yo, this is a true story.
That's all we said. We're just listening to music the rest of the time.
This is a true story.
And this is what happened. And this is 3 days old, so you can imagine what the fuck it looked like 3 days ago.
It was crazy. I was there, actually. I was right there.
Niggas had to stand back. When they saw me with the handlebars, I'd be like, yo, back up a bit. My personal space expands when I'm like in this mode, you know?
Damn, so what made you want to do that? Like,
yeah, it was just, you know, it just came to me.
Just like that.
I'm just like, it's today's the day.
Just like that.
Basketball, crazy. Man.
Yeah, man, can't get enough of it.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, I mean coffee cake. That's all it is. Good morning. Where the fuck is it?
Nah, fix that.
Nope.
I fucking need that one.
1 second.
Yo, one thing about growing up, you'll like coffee. I promise you that shit is
fine. One thing about growing up, you'll like coffee? Oh, you just mean like when you age? Like
one thing about growing up. Dot, dot, dot.
I thought about drinking coffee the other day still.
See? You're almost there.
I ain't done it yet, but I thought about it.
Yo, it's just like, it tastes so good. It tastes so good.
Shout out to coffee. Good morning. Rise and
shine. There it is.
Located the file. Everything is good. What y'all think about basketball, man?
Yo,
honestly, right now I'm not really fucking with basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Because I've been, I've been getting into sports betting.
I think, isn't that illegal?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not illegal.
Nah, they got apps and shit. They got commercials, nigga.
Yeah, it's not illegal.
We would tell you about it.
You don't look sure.
Not all yet.
But, you know, and you know,
how much did you lose, nigga?
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
A cool 150. Yeah, yeah.
The last game?
I bet like every day since like Thursday, and I've lost every day.
How many bets did you place?
Six.
You got all six wrong?
Yeah.
And there's only two options for each game, like either that team wins or the other team wins, right?
Yeah.
So you chose a wrong
one. But I'm doing what they call a parlay. So what the parlay is you got to choose like one or two or three teams, and all those choices have to be right. So even if one's wrong, then you lose everything.
No, I think what you're doing is losing, nigga, and you need to stop.
Buckets. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I think you need to stop.
I'm a chill. I'm a chill for you know, probably like a week. I'll be back next week.
A week? Nigga,
you know, because you got to just get your money back up. You know, it's disposable income.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm back, but I got to chill now. This shit hurts now. Like,
that's just
scary. One time I went to a casino for the first time. I lost $5. It didn't feel good. I'm done.
You know what? The thing is, when I lost the first 50, I didn't feel that bad. I was like, it's okay.
Nah,
I feel terrible. We're going to bet again. We're going to do the parlay right this time. I did too many teams last parlay. I'm going to do like two or three this time. Last time I did like four. That's too much. I thought I was for sure. I went safe. I went for every team that most people would think will win.
Yeah.
And the fucking Pelicans just decided they want to fucking win today. I fucking lost.
Against Golden State?
Nah, it was, who were they playing? I think it was... Let me check. I'll check my shit right now. I can't remember.
You should know.
Yeah, I can't bet. I can't trust.
No, it was a team like I was pretty sure they were gonna lose against. But
if I bet on that shit, I have to go to the game and talk to each player individually. Like, yo, my nigga, look. So,
yo,
$80 could potentially disappear for me. So I need you guys to be on your shit. I could get $200. So, yo, everybody, turn the fuck up.
It's just so fucking like. Teeth, bro. Like, I just remember the first time, like, when I went gambling and went to the casino, and Mark is just there and he's like, yeah, come on, cousin. You know what I mean? $20. That's $20.
Sounds so easy.
And I'm like, yeah, what the fuck is $20? He's amping me up. He's
and
like,
I'm
bro,
probably gonna
on,
win.
Light change. Like, yo, you could flip that to 60. I'm like, 60? Just like that, huh?
One game.
Plus 40, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, 60. Sometimes I leave here with like, Three, four bills.
Sometimes
six. Started with 20.
It's 20. Possible, man. It is.
It is. The thing is, though.
I wouldn't have done this if I didn't know someone that was
possible.
Doing it.
Exactly.
It is possible.
Because it happens to people. People win and shit.
But he doesn't ever tell me about when he loses.
Tell you about the sad nights.
He doesn't type me.
Yeah. The nights he doesn't, the days he doesn't tell you that he went to Niagara Falls that night.
I should have fucking known, because Mark, if you're watching this, I should have known. It was raining and he was in a trench coat. And it was the type of rain where it's like, yo, this is heavy on my windshield. Like, yo, this is like, you know?
Yeah.
And he's just like, yo, like, come on, let's go to the casino. Fucking thunder and shit. I'm like, yo, let's do it. It's my cousin. I trust this
guy.
That
was your sign, nigga. The thunder was your sign.
Bro, I lost like 120 that night.
Damn.
You were there. We were all there.
I wasn't playing. I told you.
Yeah, you were playing.
I was there. Just fucking standing. I didn't even know why I came.
So just went, yo, and they give you free Coke in there. Like, you can just have free, like, Sprite and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so sick. Because they want you to stay. And I'm like, yo, I will stay. This nigga was just drinking all that shit. But then there was this next time we went. We're coming back from Montreal. And Duran went in there with a dollar. I think a dollar or $5. It was like...
It was so small.
It was like the minimum to play. And he had no money. And Dwayne gave him a dollar, I think it was. And then, like, he went in there and left with, like, I can't remember if it was like
two bills.
Yeah, like $200-$300. We all lost our money. This nigga borrowed a dollar and he got that. And Dwayne was saying, yo, give me all that.
He didn't give a shit.
Yo, but it kind of made
sense.
I'll
give you a dollar back. That's about it.
Yeah, yo.
There you go. Hold that.
You get $1.50.
Yeah, a little bit of interest, you feel me?
Yo, this next topic may offend horses.
What? Who? We talking horses?
Hell yeah. I want to talk about horses. The other day, we went to a racetrack, and I've never been to a racetrack out here. We got one called Woodbine. Woodbine Racetrack, I think that's all it's called. And niggas go there, they bet money on horses. And a couple of my friends now, who's the second one? I think it was you, Shells, right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of my friends and I like start chilling with, they're like, oh, yo, my dad's friend raises a horse
or races a horse
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So you and then Vanessa, I think her dad races horses too for all that shit, right?
Okay.
And we're over there and we just got to chatting. It was me, Shells, and Jermaine. And we're like, yo, I wonder how much money they win. And we asked a question, and man said, like, yo, like, sometimes millions, you know?
The jockeys.
He starts breaking it down with how that money gets, like, distributed and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I think Jermaine whispered it, but, like, it was a question I didn't get answered. Like, yo, how much does the horse get paid? Man said nothing. I'm like, yo, you mean to tell me this horse is making millions? And
bro,
this guy's
they're pretty
chilling?
Fucking smart, I imagine, yeah. Too, no?
Yeah.
So imagine they do all this fucking work and then I got carrot, nigga. This nigga has a fucking golden trophy.
Bro,
this trophy dipped in gold. Nigga.
Gold. This nigga
and
said
600 bands.
This nigga said these horses are so aggressive. I have no idea why. And I'm like, wait, hold on. You get millions and this horse gets nothing.
You rub my face and give me a carrot, nigga.
If I was a horse,
kicking nigga in the chest.
Nah.
I'll be one of those horses in the videos, those compilations.
Yeah. That's what they're freaking out about. That's why I was going to make the connection.
Y'all got an M, nigga.
These motherfuckers. What the fuck I get?
Yo, imagine.
But I still say the carrot.
Yo, imagine the fucking horses back at the fucking stable walking into the fucking winter horse. Hey, Gary.
Gary, where'd that name come from?
Hey, Gary. Congrats on the win. Yeah, hey, man. Yeah, thanks, man. It was a really cool win. Yeah, do you know Fred got about $1 million for that? No, come on. No, he didn't. What the freak?
How do you know that?
Oh, yeah. No, he got $1 million. But if I was a horse, I need a mansion. And just leave me fucking alone. I'd literally buy the horse a mansion, fill it with horse shit, like carrots
and hay and fucking,
yo, he can go wherever. Buy this nigga a barn, deck that out. This nigga has a horse bed.
Downstairs.
Oh, he can go up
if he wants. There's a horse escalator, nigga.
It's an elevator, nigga.
A horse elevator.
Mine has an elevator. This nigga's a winner.
He deserves it.
The horse elevator, two maximum horses is the weight.
Mm-hmm.
No more than two horses. I admit it's too much money.
Mm-hmm.
He has TV. He has horse Sonos TV. Around the house. And I play a horse. I play him environment music. You know, like
smooth
trees
jazz.
And shit.
Environment
loop
music.
Of smooth jazz.
Before races,
mm-hmm.
He hears Meek Mill. No, he hears Stunt 101, actually. I changed my mind. That's all he hears the whole day. Stunt 101.
I couldn't do that jockey shit, though.
Nah.
I can't trust an animal that much.
No.
We don't speak the same language at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So any miscommunication we have, niggas freaking out. And
yo.
I'm on my back. I'll never ride a horse again. Every fucking time I went to ride horses as a kid, I'll never get the best horse. They'll just give me the one that can hold me. Just give me the strongest one. So usually they have to pull me aside and say, okay, so you're a horse. I think this guy's fucking name was Arizona one time or some shit. This big fucking ass horse called Arizona.
Okay.
And like, So Arizona's, he's our strongest, but he doesn't really want to behave. And they're just telling me like, oh, just like usually like he might like freak out a bit, but you just gotta like
fucking voice.
You gotta like have the fucking you gotta pull the reins and like tell him like, yo, like one of the things he liked to do a lot was stop and eat grass,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which would like slow the trail up. So they're like, oh, just like yank his reins up.
Okay,
I'm not doing that.
Mind you,
my horse is hungry.
That's not my job.
How old were you at the time?
Bro, I was like 14. I was 200 pounds. I was 2 bills.
Now horse is what? Like probably like 8 bills?
Bro, I just remember.
Horse is like probably 8 bills.
It was huge.
Yeah.
It was the biggest one.
Bro, I remember Jermaine, like we were walking on the path and the niggas just like stopped like this the whole time. His horse was eating his niggas just down.
This is most of my horseback riding experience. Yeah, hold on. He's just eating grass.
Wait, I know he's still hungry.
Wait for me.
Hold on.
Yeah, we'll catch up.
No, he saw a mouse. Hold on.
Yo, he has to eat. Yo, a lot of man.
No, bro, he stopped everywhere, bro. Every time we were fucking crossing the water, oh, he's thirsty now. So
no, he likes it here.
Oh, fuck.
Nah.
Oh, man.
This thing was real. Yo, I remember that
yank
horse.
Yank his mouth.
Yo, this horse was huge, bro. Like it just looked like, you just don't take that one out for walks. Like, that nigga just chills at the barn and holds it down.
Yo, that's the other thing. When you see a horse separated from all the other horses,
that's probably not the one.
This guy got a bad attitude.
Yeah.
He had his own shit.
Yep.
Shout out to the horses, man.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I actually got word that Arizona passed.
Oh, that's the horse you're riding?
Yeah, so I repeat my horse.
For real?
Yeah, we don't have an appropriate button for him.
Yeah, I know what you say.
My man, Arizona's in a better place.
It's the only one we had.
Yo.
Yeah,
it's the only one we had.
It's either that or...
Get it how you live.
You got it how you live, nigga.
That might not have been that bad.
He got it how he lived. He literally got it however the fuck he lived. He's like, yo, I'm eating grass. He ate grass, nigga.
Like, I'm telling y'all niggas, the day we figure out how to talk to these animals and they understand us word for word, I'm telling the horse tracks, I'm telling these racehorses, yo, you guys.
You're not getting a fair deal.
Listen, sit down. Yeah.
Listen, so money gets you anything, nigga.
Bro, imagine the day that, like, horses never, they never get a break, you know? Like, imagine the day that, these niggas first discovered, oh, there's cars now. Like, there's no more. These niggas don't need us anymore. These humans don't need us anymore. We get to chill now. We get to live our lives.
The horses are mainly like fucking, they pull carriages around.
Yeah,
shit.
People, yeah.
So then, like, oh, shit. Hey. They heard the car drop.
The car.
We're like, oh, shit. So we're,
yo, Brad, the car's dropped. Brad, Greg.
So we're good.
The car's dropped? Yo, I think we're good.
Oh, shit.
Yo, free.
Fuck, man, finally.
Yeah, what are you going to do with your freedom.
I think I'm gonna go just trail some sunsets, you know, see
grass,
some sunsets.
Like,
yeah, man. Yeah. Just see. I may even try salmon. Yeah, I may try salmon.
Yeah.
Probably by some rivers.
By the river, yeah. And then the fucking trader comes in. Yep. He's swinging his fucking car keys around and shit. So, yeah.
Swinging his car.
I know you guys heard about the new automobile thing. Yeah,
They're great. Yeah, they take you around and stuff. Yeah, automatic. Yeah, yeah. A lot of room for space.
Doesn't get tired.
Windows go up and down.
Yeah,
actually, we just got heat. Actually, too. So stay warm. Cold. Yeah. You know.
Guess you won't be needing nothing more, right? And niggas like,
yeah, we're just about to head out. Actually, we're all just making our plans and just, you know, we're about to take off tonight. Actually, yeah. So,
yeah, but yo, the thing is though, guys.
If you will, just
this is this new thing. It's called horse racing.
I heard niggas getting 600 fans. So I'm gonna need y'all for Monday.
Y'all still gonna be working for me.
Holy shit.
We got 3 carrots, nigga, so.
Yo,
give horses a break.
Man, give horses a break.
I'm sure it's gonna be like an AI horse soon.
Oh. Yeah.
Bro. Yeah, I'm telling you, there's always been this connection with me and animals, and like from a kid, I just knew.
Hold on, for the record, I don't know about this. I'm just.
Oh yeah, nah. There's a connection between me and the animals, right? Yeah, like the time when we were swimming with the dolphins, I felt a connection with them. I'm like, yo, that dolphin.
You said
knew-
it was awkward. You said it was awkward because the dolphin wasn't talking.
Yeah, listen, that dolphin knew. I'm getting to it. That dolphin knew. That like, yo, I am a human and I'm not supposed to be in this water with him. Horseback riding.
Okay, yeah.
That horse knew, like, yo, what? Why the fuck do I have to take you around? Why do you weigh 200 pounds and you're 12? There's certain shit you just do not do with animals, bro. And I've always been one to say, oh, we're going to the farm today, school trip? I'm okay. I'm good. I want to ride a fucking pony? No, I'm okay. 6 years old, I was a grown ass man. No, I'm fine.
I went to a farm, like, yo, do you want to touch the cow's udders? Why, nigga?
Why?
Yo, they really make kids do some weird shit.
Yo, they're like, touch it. I'm like, why?
Why?
I don't want to do that. Bro, if I was
cow came up to me, nigga.
I gotta stop eating cheese, man.
Yo, for real. I stopped eating all dairy. I tried it. Like, cheese is just like too clutch, though. You know, cheese is just
cheese goes down, crazy, man. There's nothing better.
There's nothing
than
better than cheese, bro.
I would eat cheese by itself and just be like,
yeah, like
that's my dinner.
Cut a little block.
Yeah,
bro. Are you thinking?
Yo, you give me cheese and crackers. I'm staying at your house.
Spicy salami.
You're done.
Ooh.
Wherever I'm at, I'm there.
The crackers with the salami and the cheese.
You're finished.
Brother, put four olives on the side.
I'm sleeping over now.
No, that's not happening now.
What, not eating cheese?
Huh?
Not
yeah, no, that's not
it's
happening.
Hard, bro. It's hard.
Yo, the thing
yo,
is.
I was doing good for a while, but then like pizza and shit.
Yo.
Yo, once they like, mastered the fucking, once they mastered the not dairy-free cheese, I've had a couple good ones, but yeah. It's still just like, eh, I know it's not so, cheese.
There's nothing more frustrating than wasting a meal when you're hungry. And like I don't like doing that, bro. So it's like
what do you mean,
though?
What do you mean?
I'll tell you exactly what I mean,
Sheldon.
Thank you. I don't waste meals. So no,
yeah, sure. I hear that. Yeah, hell with me
yeah,
for that.
For sure. Buddy.
So what I was saying was,
did we get that on camera?
What?
The handshake?
You need another one?
Yeah,
higher?
Yeah.
How's up here?
Towards you.
Huh?
Towards you.
So like here.
Yeah. Right there?
Right here? Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Wait, where are we?
No, it's not any of the cameras. Like in the corner.
Where is this?
If we go just want to document the handshake.
Okay, more this way. A little down.
Down.
And if you can move the mic out of the way, that's
it.
Just the
part
of it.
Like that?
No, move the mic out of the way.
Like go up?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Should we stand up and just?
Oh, you can start.
You just go in his shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For this is the handshake for Sheldon, not wasting food.
Yeah.
So in his gotta get this. Shot. So like, you want your face in it? Down. Okay, move this way. Charles, you can slide left a bit. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
A little bit down lower with your forehead.
Yeah, okay.
Get a little
oh, perfect.
Perfect. Perfect. And then hands up. Go.
Yeah.
My brother.
Stop wasting food.
Had to make sure that was it.
My brother.
So one time I ordered a pizza and they had dairy-free cheese. I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'll try it.
Oh,
and
no.
It tasted like fucking spinach.
Yeah, it's literally like melted plasticine.
Yeah.
Right now.
No.
I'm sure it's going to get better.
But
they got some crazy.
The thing is, they've done good with everything else. Like, they've done good with like dairy-free yogurt, dairy-free milk.
But why are you guys so bad at making something that, well, I mean, nothing. It's hard, I guess, yeah.
The dairy's just too clutch in cheese, I guess.
But know? Like, okay, these niggas
just
in cheese.
Go in the lab, nigga, just...
Cause yo, look, if y'all niggas can go, I think we went somewhere and they had this exotic cheese. I'm like, nigga, I didn't even. It was like fucking dolphin cheese. I'm like, them niggas can produce it. I forgot what it was. Was it sheep, nigga?
Wait, their mammals. They got there. Right?
Yo, what was
it? Might
it,
have been
though?
Dolphin cheese.
I don't know. Something crazy. Do you remember we were there and we're like, yo, what the fuck?
Nah, wait,
like,
I don't know. Where were we?
Man, it was something like, I don't know, it's like there's like goat cheese and shit, and they're like, oh, it comes from goats, and they said some next shit. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, y'all could make that? They made it happen, but.
Yeah,
I feel like it's easy.
I feel like
that.
Kangaroo
it's
cheese like, or some shit.
Yo, something crazy. Nah, this shit was so good. That's why
good?
I asked him, like, yo, what?
Yo, if you think about
this?
Though, it's the same thing. If you're eating cow's milk, nigga, you could eat a kangaroo's milk.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, I don't eat cow's milk no more, though. So, nope.
Oh, you free up? You off the cheese?
Yeah, as much as I do cheese, like cheese.
Yeah.
Like cheese on like whatever, but I don't do milk. I don't do yogurt.
It's the same thing.
I do almond
milk.
It's
in a different form.
It's the same thing, yeah.
I do vegan yogurt.
Yeah, where the almond cheese at?
Who?
Who?
Almond cheese? They got almond milk. They got almond butter now.
Yeah, they might have that.
Almond cheese?
That might be a concept.
It might be dairy-free. Yeah, almond cheese spread.
They got the spread though.
Almond.
This is what we researched.
Mozzarella style almond cheese. Yeah. No gluten, no cholesterol, no GMOs, lactose, saturated fats, or preservatives. So, no, none of that shit. No lactose, no saturated.
Yeah, we changing the way we eat. Order that.
Shreds milk.
Get 3 boxes.
The way Faitana's sitting right now, he's like sitting on a cloud. Like he's a character from Mario. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to need this shot on video because I want you floating around us while we talk about this just in the clouds. Because I don't know no nigga over fucking 6 foot sitting with their legs crossed like that on something
on
that
high. On a pedestal.
I am way too terrified to do, and I'm too tall to be doing shit on a higher level.
First
than
off,
I
crossing
am.
My legs on the floor, nigga.
That's
can't
already hard.
Do that.
I can do it when I stretch. I got to stretch out first, so.
I can't do it ever.
Like after ball, I can do that.
Yo, I remember specifically in grade 2, I'm like, yo, I can't do this shit no more. Crossing my legs. Mm-hmm. My legs wouldn't fucking do it.
Yeah.
No more.
And, but then sometimes your teacher will like, they be like on you to cross your legs.
I'm
like, bro, I'm sitting.
Bro, the fuck?
I'm sitting.
What is
why do
this?
I have to sit like that?
I can't.
Like, I
yo, does it
can't.
Bother you that my legs are straight?
The person in front of me is okay. The person beside me is okay.
Everyone else is chilling but you, nigga. So, I think this is you problem.
Why the fuck does this bother you?
What happened in your history where you a nigga with straight legs got on your nerves?
Niggas crossed your shit, huh?
Yeah, nigga.
Some nigga with straight legs fucked her over.
That nigga's foot was in your back during every assembly. Oh, that was me.
Oh, that was my dad? I'm sorry.
Bro, there's like, in high school, I mean, fucking, did your brother go to the same school as you?
For a little bit, yeah.
I feel like my shit was like, with the last name that I had, they're always comparing me to Jermaine and shit.
Were you overshadowed?
Nah.
By your bro?
Nah. Mm-mm. My brother was always like,
know you had a bro.
My brother was always like, come with me and like, yo, this is my little bro. Like, da-da-da. So, yeah. Like, it helped me like chill throughout pretty much all of school. Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, my teachers would just like compare me. Like, if Jermaine had one of the teachers, like, I think we had two of the same teachers.
Yeah.
And then, like, she's like, yo, like, I forgot what she said. Like, she said something along the lines of, like, yo, you're nothing like your brother. But, like, I knew what kind of, like, yo,
what
you're
she
nothing
meant.
Like
your brother.
I think my mouth's all, ah!
How could you say that? She told me too. What was it? I think it was Miss Marquez.
Mm.
Yeah.
The only thing.
You sound different. Oh, yeah, I know exactly what
she said. So, how did you take it? Did you take it like in a negative way?
Yeah, I know what she means.
Trust me. Yeah, I know.
You're so quiet.
Bro, I got suspended for stupid shit. Just being a smart ass. But, like, I was telling jokes, man.
Yo, I got jokes.
The man need joke to get through school, man.
I made jokes in my head, and that was about it.
Nah.
The thing is, I did class clowning shit, but, like, I don't know. I guess I knew where not to take it. I knew the line to, like, stop it. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely always knew where the line was.
Like, I had classes cracking up, but I was never put out of the class for cracking up the class, if that makes sense. Yeah,
I was put out to school, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you took it too far.
Nah. Yo, it's not even that. I think it's just, like, yo, my overall personality, it pisses them off more when I get niggas laughing. That was really it. Like, I would say some basic shit. Like, I honestly got suspended for not having a pencil. And I'm like, bro, you're stretching this. Why are you suspending for not having a pencil? He was just tired of my shit and said, yo, I just need a break for like 2 days. Tell me.
Bro, you get paid for this shit, nigga?
What?
This is your job? You're suspending a little kid for
Do you get a bonus? Every suspension, you get a bonus?
You guys have pencils here, right?
Bro, he was one of those teachers that like, bro, like, yo, he was an older teacher, and you know when some teachers kind of favor, like, your family members? Like, like old and just, yo, like, no, this is how I'm right, nigga. You're never right.
That's how I felt about Miss Ben Thomas. You guys know her?
I love that teacher.
But she was, like, early on, like, when I was in, like, the younger grade, she was, like, strict. Then, like, as, like, I got to, like, 10th, 11th, she was, like, more chill.
Nah, because, yo, like, you have to earn her respect.
Maybe that was what it is.
I know, I fuck with her. She had, like, she knew, like, right from wrong. But, like, she was just like, yo, you're a kid. Like, you know, you gotta listen to me type of thing. Like,
she's a good teacher, though.
That's what I mean. Like,
yo, you see the difference in teachers. Like, the ones who, like, are just, like, getting a little check or whatever compared to the ones that actually care about you and, like, actually pull you aside and be like, yo, you need to do better.
But, I mean, like, she reminded me of, like, the OGs the older heads in my family, like that's how they are. Like,
nah, this nigga was the opposite. He was just like, yo, I don't give a fuck, I'm right. And it just it'd be like, I'm like, yo, Mr. Castandi, that doesn't even make sense, bro.
What was his name? One more time.
Mr. Castandi.
One more time.
Mr. Castandi.
Castandi.
Bro, like, first off, that's not a proper sentence. Second, so you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Off the bat, off the meat, you don't know what you don't understand the words leaving
that's
your mouth.
That's not a complete sentence.
First off, bro, I'm gonna stop right there, bro. That ain't even
yelling
sense,
at me.
Bro.
Not make sense. I don't even know what you're yelling at right now.
I remember the day I stopped taking him serious when he yelled at me and spit left his mouth. I'm like, all right, you're a bulldog. Like, you're upset. So
you're a bulldog.
Hey, I was just gonna sit back here. But then Daisy would come in. He's like, oh, Trevon, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, you like me now?
Sweet he's a good guy, though.
Love hate relationship. I'm telling you, he was funny. The older I got, I'm like, yeah, I fuck you. I knew. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna give this nigga a heart attack. I wasn't trying to get him. All facts. I was, yo, this,
yo,
was
he was on. Honestly, he was almost there.
Yo, because this school was just already so much. And then just our class was so fucking bad, bro. I'd go in there and roll dice and be like, yo.
Bro. I remember I made one of my teachers, like, bang his head on the cabinet, like willingly. He got so frustrated. Just. I swear to God.
What'd you do?
three times?
It was a collective. It was a collective group. Was our
three.
Whole
three times?
Yo, we just had the
Sheldon.
Yo,
we please confirm that it's three.
Three.
Boom. Boom.
And he just went, and then he just walked to the phone.
Bro, I am calling the police.
No, 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 no,
get
no, no,
this thing
no,
out of here. Yo, this thing is crazy.
I am calling the police. Hello, I'm very afraid.
I'm scared. He's hurting himself. I think he's gonna hurt me next.
And he's really looking at me right now.
Bro, what are you doing?
Holy shit.
That was a funny ass fucking day.
What
man.
Did you do?
Bro, it was like a combination of things. Like obviously we were just doing dumb shit, making jokes, but then like we were like grading test.
Okay.
And he was like going through the quiz and like Beer Man's had like wrong answers. So he just got to a point where he just felt like, bro, you guys got this one wrong. And he just, out of frustration, he's like, bro, like, you guys are fucking, like, just stressing me out by how, like, dumb you are, basically. And he just walked over, and he's just like, boom, boom, boom.
It sound like you don't know how to teach, player.
Clearly.
That sound like a you problem,
and,
baby.
And he had
what?
And,
24 kids didn't get it, nigga?
Yeah, no, it wasn't all 24, but it was like, the main joints, the main niggas in there that he just, like, you know, had a good relationship with.
Yeah.
He just wasn't getting that shit. And he was a bald nigga, too. So it was just like all dome on this fucking cabinet.
Yo. Straight cabinet
never,
to dome.
I'll never forget that, bro.
Yo, bro. There's certain things that I wish I could do in school. Like this, for example. If I'm the fucking principal and I'm walking down a fucking, I remember my teacher used to do this. I'm not going to call her out because I liked her. But she'd walk over to the door like, fucking get off her seat. I'm like, yo, you know when you see your teacher get up, you're like, yo, nah, it's over. Like, yo, we're about to catch it when she catches the door. Bro, walk her ass over there, like breathing heavy and shit on some bad, bad wolf shit or whatever. And I'm like, yo, fuck. Big bad wolf shit, sorry.
Some bad, bad wolf.
And she'll go to the door and she would fucking clean that hole. Like, yo,
what?
Like, yo,
slam it.
She would slam that shit. Fucking loud.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Bro, if I was a principal and I heard a teacher slam the door that loud, I'm checking the class out. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Coming to my office.
This is my school, nigga. You slamming my door.
Yo, who the fuck?
What you doing slamming my shit?
Who the fuck is slamming my doors, bro? Like, bro, but I remember that time, like, yo, she went over to the door, slammed the shit, and then she fucking started yelling or whatever, and then she, yo, I never heard her swear. She finished her sentence fucking spitting foam from the side of her mouth. I'm like, yo, she's going crazy right now. And then she was just quiet, and she's just like, fuck!
She said, fuck.
Yo, I could put it out. I literally have a video of that time.
What?
I was on the webcam, yeah.
It's still Friday!
Blaze. You've had 3 weeks to do this project. Blaze. This is Blaze. 3 weeks? Call your parents, please. I don't care if
Paul wanted them at work. Call
my mother. Chill, dog.
It's a crime.
Look, if I was a teacher, I wouldn't give a fuck that much to be
screaming. I'd be so cool.
Be insane.
Bro, I just call the principal,
just like,
look at them. I'm trying to do my shit, so.
Look at the board, nigga.
I wrote it, nigga.
You see all my fucking shit up there? You see my chalk's depleted, nigga. That's what I'm writing.
My chalk is this big.
You see my fucking chalk, nigga.
The textbook is on the fucking board.
Who you want to know what the fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex is, nigga? They died. What? I told these niggas, they're just not listening. So what the fuck you want me to do? Man. Bro, if I was a teacher, I'd be so real. And yo, the thing is, you appreciate your teachers when you leave, cause like,
yeah, it's true.
I keep in contact with a lot of teachers, bro. We play ball with our gym teachers. Like, you want that?
I feel
connection.
Like gym is a little different, though. Mm-mm. I feel like I've never not gotten along with my gym teacher.
Yo, there's some people that hate gym. Like, they just didn't do gym.
I'm
like,
talking
bro,
about,
like,
but it's true. Okay, yeah, you're right.
They just didn't like gym teachers and shit. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Our gym teachers are cool as fuck. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's more of a coach that you can be cool with. Yeah. And usually coaches are gym teachers, but like. That's when you get personal with them. But, like, to be personally connected with, like, a lot of kids is, like, bro, cause that's a big group of us at ball. And they know us, like, all of our stories and shit, you know?
As a teacher, when you get a good teacher that's, like, equal level chill, but, like, equal level still teaches you, bro, I be getting the best marks.
Yeah, bro. Yo, it makes a huge difference.
It makes a huge difference, bro. My science teacher was cool as fuck, bro. And I got the highest mark in that class that year.
Bro, I had a teacher that didn't even stand up. I literally have not seen the bottom half of her fucking body.
Who?
I'm not gonna call her up, but she was like, yo, she was harsh. I got a good mark in her class, though. She kind of like me.
I already know who you're talking about.
But yo, I never saw her stand up. And once I caught a glimpse. I can't remember where the fuck. I can't remember what it was. But the first time I saw her legs, I'm like, oh, what the fuck? Shit. I literally thought she fucking just drove home on her desk. You're on the highway, just on a, in front of a desk.
Nah, I had a lot of. I lost a couple good teachers that I thought were friends. Like when I got my marks back, I'd be like, yo, the fuck. Y'all thought we was.
That's
cool,
the worst, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's just like, yo, you feel so betrayed, bro.
Yeah.
You feel betrayed.
But I get it. Yo, it they had to set the tone and be like, yo, okay, like,
I'm
I know
friend,
I can be cool,
like,
but
yeah.
Like, yo, you gotta learn this
shit. You
gotta
do your shit, yeah.
Yo, tell me, though. Don't tell my dad.
Yeah.
Fucking ran this shit.
Yeah. That's how you're snaking. That's the difference between
bro, you could have pulled me aside.
Yeah, you could have shown
me. Nah, a couple teachers pulled me aside still, but some directly contacted my father. Yeah.
Yeah, don't put on the fucking report card.
Bro, I remember those.
Huh? I remember teachers that, like, I would be perfect in a class. I'm like, I did everything fine.
I know exactly what you're about to say.
And then they still find one small fucking thing to add in. Like, bro, Jermaine is perfect, great marks, pays attention. Yeah, he could answer more questions. Nigga, leave me alone.
That's what it was?
Bro,
nigga, that's the worst review.
You ever do, like the parent-teacher interview, right? Mm-hmm. And you feel like, I'm good in this class. Like, me and the teacher are cool. She's going to say good things about me. And then she gets in that parent-teacher interview and she just starts being different. You just be looking at like, my nigga, what the fuck?
Gotcha, nigga.
Also, right. This one time, he was making fun of bitch. Don't. Nigga, don't. I told you that was fucking
that
Jared.
Was Chris. Chris said that shit.
I just happened to be sitting there. Bro, my fucking parent interviews was like, they had, yo, like, I talked too much. Like, oh, his class participation is amazing. In fact,
you feel this way too much, nigga.
Bro, they would start with the good, and that was the only good. Mm-hmm. Oh, he has great class participation, but
we just can't get it to stop, though.
Even after class. Bro, oh my God. Yeah. But yeah, they had like just all right things to say about me. Like, you know, the kid was out here, though. Bro, in grade 4 I have a letter that I fucking lost, bro. My teacher literally wrote in there, and I kept it for some reason, cause I was like, yeah, that's kinda sick. As a kid, I be knowing. I told y'all
we be knowing, bro.
But this nigga said like, yo, even though you don't shut the fuck up in class, like, yo, it's good, like, continue to be that way. You're gonna like piss teachers off, but like, just continue being yourself.
Oh, Zachariah,
that's a real guy right there.
See, he knows, bro. My
He's real. You,
I follow him now. Like, I still follow him on Instagram. Yeah, I've like found his page. I think his kids were watching our videos, and he found my Facebook. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Oh shit!
But I can't find a letter, man. Like, I think it's back home somewhere. But after his parents moved, it's like, fuck, where's our shit?
That's fire.
Yeah, no, it was pretty sick. So
he's a good dude.
Question: if y'all could come back as anything, person, place, or thing, what would you come back as?
If I can come back as a place?
Anything. Person, place, or thing. Anything. You can come back as anything. What would you come back as? This is a tough question.
I wouldn't come back as a place, because what the fuck? Nah.
I'm thinking places right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking a waterfall.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you are that thing. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, nigga, I can come back as, like, shit.
I'm just
hottest J's that come out in like 2030. I'm them. I'm every single pair of those.
Wow. I just want to run, though, you know, like, I just want to be free. You know, like, when I think about.
So then like a bird or something. Man.
Yeah.
Or maybe like wind.
Yo, that's tight.
Ooh, I came back as a wind.
Nah, because I want niggas to befriend anything. Me. Like, I want to be a whale.
But you ever feel like people, they feel a nice breeze, are like, ooh. They're befriending you right there.
But I want to be something like an animal that can be like, oh, someone's going to get into a predicament and I can help them. And I'll be like this scary animal that everyone's like, yo, what the fuck? But I'm going to be like, nah, chill. Like an eagle.
So, nah, I'm chill.
I'm chill. Look, yo, hey, look
yo, at I'm thinking, yeah, it might be an eagle. Like, what's that animal? Nobody fucks. No one fucks with eagles.
No one fucks with eagles. No one fucks with whales.
Eagles don't eat the eagles.
Yo, sometimes they be tripping.
Yeah, what do eagles eat?
Mice.
Do eagles
dogs,
eat eagles?
Babies.
Do eagles eat other
Yo, that's a
unattended
fact, though.
Unattended babies.
Eagles, yo, you gotta watch it. Yo, me and Jermaine.
Yeah.
Yo, me and Jermaine.
Yo, the eagle's back.
The fucking eagle is back. I gotta confirm.
Caught a glimpse.
The eagle is back.
Dog,
and yo,
really?
The way we shot up out of our seats when I saw that fucking eagle.
I got scared.
It's confirmed eagle.
Yo, it's the eagle.
It's the eagle we're talking about.
The fuck is that thing?
If you guys are new here, Jermaine once upon a time saw an eagle, and
in
we
Toronto,
had a whole debate. Eagle in Toronto. I'm like, yo, there's no fucking eagles out here. There's fucking
there's eagles out here.
I'm telling you.
I saw it.
Bro, like, imagine, like, if I had a fucking, if I had, like, a baby, bro, and an eagle picked up the baby, bro, what are you doing? I'd be like, yo.
Well, I'm not going to fly, so.
Yeah. Like, what? Fuck.
You just got to, I don't even, I don't know.
Yo, what do you do? Yeah. What do
you have to accept it. Like, honestly,
things, a fucking
my baby's
eagle.
Fucking gone, yeah.
My life is different.
If anything, I'll try to get in my whip and try to, like, drive wherever it is, so if it drops,
nah, you're gonna crash, I'd have to run.
Run?
I'd have to run and just hope, like, yo, maybe the baby slips and I can catch it. Like,
okay.
Yo, yeah. But, like, yo, the sheeps be knowing. Because, yo, sheep see eagles take their fucking little ones and be like, all right, nigga, let's keep moving.
All right, yo, let's keep moving. I go up this fucking mountain. I don't know why we're going up this shit, nigga, but I just feel like we got
to
make it.
I told y'all niggas to stay close. Look at your brother,
like,
now.
They're just like, fuck you, man. He go.
Yo, eagles going dirty.
Straight eagles, yo. I really don't know. Like, when it comes to animals, I'm telling you, I respect them. You're an animal. This is what you have to do. If I see a lion in public, you caught me, nigga. Do what you got to do.
I'll give you my neck. I'll be like, all right. Yo. Let's do this side.
What's your dog's name?
Kaz.
You're walking Kaz.
You
look
Kaz. You love Kaz?
I love Kaz.
Love him. Dearly. Love him to death, right? That's, you kiss him in the mouth.
Yeah, all that.
You wouldn't want anything to happen.
You want nothing bad.
Nothing bad.
Okay, watch this. You're taking Kaz for a walk, right?
Okay.
Cute little paws.
Nice
guys.
Nice
guys, hold on. Let's put a picture of Kaz. Do you have any videos of Kaz?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Plentiful.
Throw them up.
Oh, my God.
Kaz. That's his Raptors jersey there. Yep.
Kaz.
Mm-hmm. That's my guy.
Look at that. Cute. She would do anything for this dog.
Anything. Okay, I'm scaling back.
All right, listen. What's anything?
A lot.
You're walking. You and Kaz get a free trip to Vancouver.
So we walk all the way to Vancouver?
No. Okay. Someone paid for your airlines.
Okay. We're in Vancouver.
You're walking in Vancouver. You and Kaz, right?
Okay.
You're there, and you see his little leash, and you by accident you say the words walk. He gets excited. You don't want to turn him down. You're taking him for a walk.
Yeah.
Come on, Kaz.
Well, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Have you seen my walkie talkie? He hears walk. What's up? You know?
Okay.
We're going.
He responds to outside, but we'll do walk.
You said walk, nigga.
Okay.
I'm going. All right. Nigga, you want me to change the fucking story?
Yeah, please. Just make it accurate.
You're like, okay, outside is beautiful. Kaz is like, outside, nigga.
Outside.
Yeah. There we are.
You're like, all right, let me take him for a walk, right? Get on the leash. You're taking a nice trail through Vancouver. And you're in the trees in the Coover with you and Kaz enjoying your life, you know? And you hear rustles in the tree. Like, what the fuck is that? You don't see anything. Oh, nothing's there.
Okay.
You turn around, it's a fucking mountain lion right in front of you.
Jesus Christ.
thank you. It said that.
It's looking at you and it's looking at Kaz.
It's licking his fucking chops, nigga.
And it's waiting for you to decide.
Okay. What am I deciding?
He need one of you.
Ooh.
Like,
why is he eating? Why?
He's looking at the leash
because he wants something. Like, it's time to eat
something from this.
I'm not gonna give him Kaz though. I'm gonna pick up Kaz and try to run.
No. There's no movements.
It's a mountain lion.
There's no movements.
It's a mountain lion. It's either you give Kaz.
You know you're going out if you try to run.
Yeah,
bro. Why would you ask me this question?
Because yo, me.
What am I supposed to say?
Drain. What would you do in this situation?
Okay, look. I'm not even saying. Okay, I'm not even. Like, yo, okay, just look, just what, on paper, like, what? What are my options?
Okay.
I have my dog. Hypothetically speaking, I bump into a mountain lion, we encounter a mountain lion. I have my puppy. My options are run. Option two, maybe he gets distracted if I let go of the leash. Any other options? I have no idea. I have no idea where I can. I might have to get on one knee and fucking talk to my puppy. Like, listen, Chico.
There's a lion there.
We're gonna go for one more walk. Yo, I'm just saying.
Chico.
I think I got a visit to drop.
Chico.
I got a career. Chico's what? What, 40 in dog years?
Yo, Chico lived his life.
He gets it.
Yo,
I got shit to explore still.
If anything,
I got nothing to do with this,
if
bro.
If anything,
yo, I'm saying on paper, hypothetically, what would you do?
Bro, Even if I was the dog.
Look, I'm going to tell you exactly. Look.
If I was the dog, look, I'd fucking turn to my mans and be like, yo, listen, he probably going to want me. I can maybe distract him. You can get away. Yo, keep living. You know, keep it real.
Yo, appreciate all the treats and shit, all the tricks, everything you taught me.
Like, just backflip one more time. Like, you know, I don't lay down. What you doing?
Like, all jokes aside, what would you actually do?
All jokes aside, okay, this is a moment where you're not really, you don't really have a lot of time to think. You're gonna just go with your gut. Mm-hmm. I know myself. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try to pick up my nigga and get up out of there.
So you're both probably gonna be
dead. Yeah, so we're both probably gonna die.
That's a good owner.
Yeah. And I noticed. Let me tell y'all a story. I noticed, bro. Let me tell y'all a story. Look.
Have you bumped into a mountain?
No. This is not even on that level.
Y'all know that scratch on my back.
But this is how I know. Because this is a less pressure situation, and I did the same thing, bro. I was in like the 10th grade, I think. I went to this house party, right?
Right.
And it was like a girl's birthday party. Shout out Yasmin, actually. I still know her.
Shout Yasmin.
Word. So this shit was like in my neighborhood. I'm gonna speed this story up because it's kind of long. This shit was in my neighborhood. And so I just walked to the party, whatever. I was like 10, 11th grade. I'm like 16 at this time. So I had curfew and shit still. I had to split kind of early. So I leave like 10:30, 11. As I'm leaving, there's these dudes that are getting denied to the party, right? So they're pissed. They're like, yo, two mans are leaving. Let us in. They're like, no, we don't want nobody else in.
Yeah, I think I know what party this was.
So I'm leaving now. Me and my homeboy at the time, I'm leaving. And I notice these niggas leave at the same time as us. And they go back to like, there's like some guy parked in a whip that they came with. I guess he's seen if they're going to get in.
Yeah.
They totally switched their focus from the party to me and my nigga. So I noticed this shit quick.
Wow.
So I start walking. I'm like, yo, walk up. I'm trying to like tell him like walk up faster. My boy either didn't hear me or whatever. So by the time I look behind me, he's surrounded by all these guys.
Oh,
and I'm like up the street. So I'm left with a decision. I'm like, fuck, what do I do? I could leave. I could make it to my crib. Or I got to go back. So I go back. I'm like, fuck. I go back. Just like, I'm ready to get robbed with my nigga. I'm not even going back on like some boss shit, like I'm get the. I'm just like, yo,
hey, look, man,
we just gonna get robbed together. You
I got
know
some
saying?
Stuff too.
You
look, I got.
Hey, boys. Medallion. Hey, boys, look.
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
just came back from California. Sick keychain. It's yours.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I feel like in that, you know, hypothetical situation, I'll just go back because I'd rather just.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna die, though.
The goons
are not gonna
bite
I'm
me.
I'm not
nigga.
Thinking I'm gonna die, though.
That's what I'm thinking when I see the
thing
cat,
that's
though.
Fucked. This is the thing. Look, if I see you're the bigger fangs. Prey. If you're the bigger prey, okay. He's most likely gonna murk you first. And your dog's gonna run away. He's gonna die eventually.
I'm gonna pick up my dog.
You're gonna get ate with your dog. Or you're gonna get ate first and then Kaz's gonna run away.
I can go to bed forever like that. I can't go to bed if I know I left my nigga out there to die, bro.
Bro, it's a circle of life, bro.
At the end of the day, it's bro, animal on animal.
End of the day, bro.
Cass could win, bro.
Now, I feel you. Like, I feel y'all decision, but I just know myself in that moment, I wouldn't think to just leave him. I just wouldn't.
If I could speak to my dog.
And I'm not saying that's the right decision. That's just what I would do.
I feel it. That's what I'm saying, too. So
y'all let us know in the comments. Yeah.
You going out for your puppy or you continuing to pursue your dreams and shit?
Are you dropping the leash? Or are you staying? Are you taking out? That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, or are you running with your dog?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that right.
Let us know if it's a German Shepherd and a mountain lion. That's a fair battle. I'll let that nigga go and stay in support. I'll probably help the nigga throw a rock at it. If it's like you know something to say, I gotta get away.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's if I'm getting any animal, it's a bear.
Hmm.
If I'm getting any animal, it's a bear.
It's a bear.
So like, you can take a walk. So yo.
Earn your keep.
I'm going to lean on this tree, nigga.
Go do your thing.
Y'all niggas talking.
Tear that up.
Yeah. Clarification, I didn't get robbed. So.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, wait, what happened that night?
I didn't get robbed. I went back, and then one of them recognized me. And I was like, oh, shit, you know you with this nigga? Da-da-da. Let us go.
See if you ran?
Exactly. My nigga would have got robbed, and you would have thought I wasn't really that nigga for him. I wasn't loyal to him. So, you know, I just went back.
Yo, this strawberry kind of thick. I ain't going to lie to you.
Strawberry?
Yeah.
Screen? Oh, shit.
Y'all go check out that new sketch on the youtube.com/4AEComedy. It's over there. The bros are out here dropping gems, bro. Mm-hmm. We tapping in, so tap in with the bros, bro. That shit was fun to shoot.
Yeah. And probably by this time that this is here, you know, the bro Malik had to get in the kitchen and do something.
Oh, yum. Yum.
So we vlogged that, so there's a new vlog up. You know what I'm saying?
Go on and get that.
Mm.
Go ahead, do all that. And
That's it. You know what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yo. this just in. If you're going to tear a fucking road up to do construction, make it nice after.
Yeah.
You held back traffic for fucking 4 weeks sometimes working on the roads and shit, and you got to put pylons. People got to go around, and a fucking police guy has to go there and fucking say, boom, you go straight, and then this guy do this. 4 weeks straight. And then you're done, and then there's a fucking sewer sticking up.
Yeah.
Put it back nice.
Bro, construction just, I think of...
What are you building?
Orange pylons. And I just, like, it's just nightmares in my head. Because I'm thinking about, like, bro, do you know how many times I've went over, like, a fucking... Why, first off, why is the sewage drain up? Anyways, I ride over that.
You know what I'm talking about? When the fucking manholes, like, stick up?
Yep.
I and ride if you
put
over
a tire to that at 60 miles per hour.
You hear a noise,
it pops.
It's going to pop, bro.
Yo.
It's going to pop, bro.
You remember that day when I hit that fucking sewer?
Yeah, I wanted to fucking puke. I almost puked.
Yo, my heart. I'm like, yo, what noise is that? What? Where did that come from? Is that my whip?
It sounded like metal hit.
No,
metal.
It sounded like Optimus Prime threw a fucking garbage can, like a big garbage can. Mm-hmm. At a fucking
Iron Man's head.
Iron Man's head, yeah. Yeah. And the garbage can was empty. I looked at everyone. I said, yo, should I stop the car? I thought my whip was going to blow up. That's how bad it was.
I was pretty sure I was going on right after that.
And the whip was heavy.
Yo, why is that there? Why is the fucking sewer just sticking out of the... Why is it sticking out? How do you finish a road and say, yep?
Yep. That noise still hurts my head.
Shit broke my heart.
Bro, they're oh my God. Remember the time we got pulled over because we hopped out the whip so fast? Because, we heard a noise and we're like, yo, what the fuck was that?
Bro, these potholes are serious.
Yeah, especially down in Toronto.
Yeah.
Bro, they're so, some of them, I'm like, you have to laugh at how big these are.
Yeah, like, bro, you don't want nobody to use this road for the duration of your construction.
Like, why am I going in the ground? Why is my son has a driving the fucking thing in the especially if you, like, you stop in a pothole. And like,
what's that fucking street called? Fuck, you turn on, I think it's Young. I think it's Yonge Street. When you first turn on Yonge Street, going under, just before the Go Union Station or whatever.
Yeah. Under the bridge.
Yeah.
And there's a fucking part where your whip will literally be
sideways. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Yo, one time I hit that, I'm like, whoa, yo, what the fuck? Like, why?
Bro, how are we not talking about this?
My fucking
bro,
shocked,
my water's my water's this way right now. Nah, these guys are fucked.
Or you know in the road, like that lump, what's that fucking shit with the roads, like get lumpy and then like, they kind of
it takes control
of your steering.
Like in the streetcar tracks too, dude, that's the same shit.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, bro.
Yeah, honestly, fix it.
If anyone has aren't familiar with downtown Toronto, we have streetcars and the streetcars is basically like a track on the ground and then it's like wires on top. And I feel like that's what kind of gets it around the city type shit.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got it in San Francisco?
Yeah. Certain people will have it, but like a lot of people came to Toronto and say, yo, and what the fuck are these robot cars on? Street cars? And y'all train run up on ground? Like, yeah, all right, listen. But the fucking, the metal tracks makes your whip like turn. So sometimes you'll be driving and people are coming from this side and you're going straight, coming this side. And it'll make you like turn into that lane. It's kind of fucking
scary.
Scary,
bro. Especially if you're on like a chill thing, you just have like maybe one or two fingers on.
Yeah.
Bro. Yo, let me drive with two fingers, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Let me do
downtown.
Yeah.
Speed limit's 40.
Like
one shirt is here.
Yeah. Then that shit just takes you. Music is playing. Just like,
bro, it's not cool to drive like this.
Yeah, it's not.
Yo,
but drive like that though. Be safe.
Yeah, I know.
Like I don't know how I drive like when I'm mad. Like you know, it's into a big fight. You just gotta figure out how to drive, but it's like not awkward. I kind of resort to the two hands under here. Like I don't give a fuck.
Barely driving.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck. I'll take this home. Whatever, man.
I almost fucking let go because you got to do for your license here. You got to do like 3 steps.
Yeah.
You do a little written test, and then you do one driving test, and then you got your second one to get your full license.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but with my G2, my middle step, I was there. I waited the whole 5 years. I got to stop doing that. If you give me 5 years to do some shit, I'm doing it on the last day.
Yo, it's never going to change because, yo, even when we pack to go places, I know we're going somewhere soon.
Yeah, I booked 2 weeks. Yeah.
I'm not going to pack until... My light fight leaves in 4 hours.
I'm gonna be at the airport. I'm gonna be fucking tired. You're gonna say, why are you tired, man? Because I just fucking finished packing. Anyways, What was I talking about? Oh yeah. Oh shit. Yeah. It's not even a big story. I almost took my hand off the wheel on some chill shit. I got stuck in my ways of just driving like cool as shit.
Yeah.
And then I almost lost that.
Bro,
wait,
what
waited?
Did
you
do?
Did you like?
I was getting ready. I was literally getting ready to fucking put one hand on the little island on some chill shit. Oh shit. She didn't catch me though.
That's funny.
Yeah, I waited till the last fucking day because, yo, it's just like, yo, you tell a young nigga you're telling me, hey, congrats, you just passed your test. Hey, you got 5 years. The fuck all
you
that.
You can drive pretty, you could pretty much do anything.
Yeah.
Just like in 5 years, you come back and then you do your full test. You do another road test for the full license.
Bro, when you said,
five
yo,
years,
you passed.
Happened.
That's it. We're never
going to get to 5 years.
I said I blocked you out.
I blocked you out. I'm like, yo, you said you passed. I'm like, okay, going back to school, pulling up on everyone with a Big Mac.
Yeah, what?
Passed my test. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I just was ignoring that. Then I had one chance to do it. I went all the way out and fucking.
Yo, you got the letter saying, yo. Mm-hmm. So this expiry date on your shit is getting pretty close.
Yo, you're coming close.
So this is the website. If you know,
if you're interested. No pressure.
Dog, I did my shit, so I was like, I booked it really close. I booked it around a strike, so it was really close to the point where, like, my expiry date.
Mm-hmm.
So then I booked, and then they're like, oh, it's going to take like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're backed up until then. Mm-hmm. And then, I was doing my test after my expiry date. So had I not passed the test, I literally would have to fucking walk home.
Yeah.
It would be illegal for me to get back in my car and drive home.
Yeah,
that would have been devastating.
That's crazy,
bro. They tell you, yo, you have to like get a cab home.
You're gonna have to call someone to come. Do you have someone here in case you don't pass? I'm like, honestly, I'm gonna pass, man.
Honestly, I have no fucking
choice.
What
are you gonna tell me? Like,
everyone's
bro,
sleeping right
go
now,
your, go
bro.
Do the next test. I'm gone, bro. Like,
at the end of the day,
I'm going
if you
home.
Fail me
car.
Right here.
Exactly.
I'll say, come on, you better call.
Say, all right, get out, nigga. I'm putting in the driver's seat. All right, you getting up out of here?
Yo, let's say, yo, they tell me,
they bring you inside. No. They do fill you in the car.
Yeah, they fill you in the whip.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then they get out. So when you get
and
out,
they
you drive
just
away.
Close. Nah,
what are you going to tell
that.
Me, bro?
You passed both your shits?
Yo,
yeah.
One
yeah.
time?
No. I
think I remember you when you failed.
I passed the G2 first time, but then the G, I failed once. Because I failed because I was like, I did the parallel park shit, and then he's like, all right, you can pull out, and my shit was still in reverse.
Damn.
So yeah, you gonna film? I obviously know I'm not supposed to be in reverse.
Yeah, like, I stopped as soon as I realized I was going
I'm never
the wrong
gonna do
way.
That again.
But yeah, he failed me after that stuff. So. But I got it back. I booked that shit immediately. Like, I think I was like, I had to wait like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I got it back.
Yeah, I never failed. I was like,
that shit was devastating, bro.
I failed the G1 test.
I failed the G1 test. I failed
just
the,
to write
the,
it.
The rules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Signs are easy, but rules, I'm like, some of this did not make sense.
Bro,
they should have pulled me aside and said, yo, this is a good rule. We may change this shit.
You know what it is? It's rules that there's like rules on there that are like only for certain areas. So like if I'm up in the country, I'm going to see signs, different signs, but I'm not in the country, bro. I'm here. I'm seeing here, these signs. So show me these signs and I'll get them right.
Yeah. When a tractor pulls out, how many meters? Like, fucking no, nigga, the pass it. I'm driving. I'm coming driving to pass it. That's all I know. Where's that option? They're gonna circle that. Where's option to eat, nigga?
Trust me. But when you failed, you just got back in line and did it.
Me? I think I went home. So I had to go home.
I wasn't leaving that building without my G1, bro.
Nah, it was one of those things.
I got right back in line, bro. I got right back in line.
What time y'all close?
Yeah, trust me.
I'm all day. I got $40.
Yeah, they come back. Oh, you failed.
Yo,
run me back.
That's it. Run me back.
Bring me a plain one. Bring an empty one.
Can I just fucking stay in my seat?
Yeah.
Let me ride with the next group, please.
Yeah. No, I don't know, man. Driving that shit, I don't know why I waited.
I feel like I went in a suit to fucking run at you. Man, I was excited. I'm like, I'm passing this shit.
Trust me.
I need this.
I'm just thankful they let you take them separately. Like, I didn't have to do everything over again.
Yeah.
It's
like, because,
That was all right.
Yo, how'd you learn how to drive? Was it with fear and shit? Or was it just like straight learning?
One of my cousins was like, yo, you should learn how to drive. I didn't really care to drive, to be honest. Because, like, I just didn't really care. Like, I wasn't really going anywhere at the time. So, whatever. But then my cousin was my cousin was like, yo, though, you should learn. You should just get it anyways. And I'm like, oh, whatever. He's like, yo, I'm going to come every Saturday and, like, teach you. So he would come every Saturday like 9-10 a.m.
Just patient and shit.
And just pay, yeah, just help me drive and shit. So I just learned slowly, slowly. And then like when I was ready is when I started just like call my bro, like take me driving. Did it.
So we learned with fear.
Yeah.
I got scared into driving.
That's a good story, but.
So I was scared the entire time. My dad was there.
Your dad made you drive?
Well, like I wanted to drive the same way, but just the way he was
yelling and shit.
I just didn't want him to scream at me, so I just did it. I just try to remember all the good rule, all the rules and shit, what not to do. But like, yo, that was scary. Left turns with him in the thing.
Tell me
when he would go.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo, he's,
but there's a car coming. Yeah,
bro,
yeah.
This, like, he's
going,
like,
but go.
by the time I feel like the courage to go, it's too late.
You fucking crazy. I'm like, nigga, you're the teacher.
I will press eject.
Teacher,
stop
bro.
Yelling at me. I would rather fly into the sky right now, like,
bro.
Oh my god.
Yo, we had to tell him, like, at red lights, I'm like, that's not the way you do it. The fuck you gonna tell me, man?
Bro, anything.
Dog. Oh, God. Lane switch. You're gonna miss the exit. Like, yo, damn.
So why are you texting then?
That is like the complete opposite of my fucking thing. I remember one time I almost crashed my cousin's whip, but he did not even get mad. He was just like,
nigga.
Like, all good.
It happens. He's like, it happens. I was like, shit, all right.
Bro, the first fucking highway driving with this guy.
Scary
as shit. Yeah, he's like, yo, merge. Yo, bro, I had no time to merge.
You know, you get on the little ramp, and then they tell you, like, yo, the ramp is your opportunity to pick up speed.
Yeah.
To make it to 100 fucking kilometers
an
hour.
And then merge, yeah.
First off, nigga, 3 digits kilometers per hour. My first time, this nigga, like, go.
Yo, and this nigga had, like, my dad was still, like, kind of, like, a fucking... Like, he's still trying to be your friend when he's driving. At the time, he had this X5 that I was like, yo, this, it was just fucking supercharged. Like, I don't know what it was, but it was like, something was wrong with the engine, but my dad liked it. And it made it, like, a lot of kick. Jerky. Heavy, yo, jerky. So
it's just if like, you're behind a car and you have to, like, move up like this much, you're not going to do it.
Yo, either you're moving not, this much
or
nothing. You're moving 20 feet or nothing. Like, just stay how you are. So, yo, my dad was, like, telling me, like, yo, be careful of that. So, we're going onto the highway, and he's just like, yo, pick it up. Bro, I fucking put my foot on that, and, yo, it was one of those pedals that just went, like, a go-kart. Yo, my dad, easy. Are you fucking crazy, man? I'm like, yo, niggas, you're whip.
Yo, this
that's
the,
how you're going?
This
like,
is the
yo,
first time I've pressed my foot down that far, nigga.
Oh, yo, I'm not gonna lie, I clicked it. The shit, I floored it, bro.
Oh my
god. I stopped, you know, like.
Yo, in the games, you put it down all the way, right?
You're going, yeah. You'll get there. Nah, that's
honestly, the way that driving is in video games is like nothing like real life.
Yo, make them better.
Yeah, make them better because it led me astray.
Honestly,
bro.
Steering though?
Yeah, steering.
I felt
like
I was in the games for our steering goes, but
I mean, like, you don't even have to give your car gas for it to go. Like, they don't teach you that shit in, like, Need for Speed, bro. You gotta put that
in. They give you the pedals and say,
yeah, I need
slam
that.
It.
They give you cruise control, though, in there.
Yeah, they do.
Like that.
For sure.
But yeah. Shout out to my dad, man. We're gonna get on.
Yo, it worked, though. Like, yo, we're a great driver.
Yeah, I'm fucking wavy.
Yo, I love seeing my people fall asleep in my car.
Oh, man. The first time that happened to me, bro.
Beautiful.
I felt good.
I almost crashed looking back, but they didn't know.
My first time, like, fuck, I better not. Well, I'm like, yeah, at least if something happens, they didn't see it coming.
At least they're not gonna know it's my fault. Like, Jesus, you know, like,
stop too hard. Yeah. I see this nigga like almost rolling all the
way. Do a better sleeping.
He's
position.
Still asleep. I'm like, yo, like, he kind of wakes up. Right? I'm like, yo, go to sleep. Go to sleep. This
his neck's backwards. But yeah, he's still.
Did you guys
still
see that video? Let me see if I can say out in the video.
Yo, when they fucking wake up slightly, yeah, yo, what the fuck happened? Yo, this guy's fucking crazy. Go to sleep.
What's wrong with you?
This guy's fucking stupid. I almost crashed.
The old guy, right? Yeah.
What happened?
This video of this old guy, bro, and it's like a dash cam video, right? And he's driving, and like, it's him and, like, I guess his son or something, and his son's asleep, and the old man's driving, and the old man falls asleep and starts to go into the ditch. And the moment he goes into the ditch, hits like that thing, he goes into the ditch, he wakes up, he's like, oh, what the fuck? They all wake up, and he's like, someone just tried to run me off the fucking road. And the son's like, bro, pull the fuck over, bro. Get out,
I'm driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't me, it was someone else.
Yeah, it was something. Like, bro,
someone did that shit. Like, nigga, I know for a fact.
Cab, nigga.
Free Bobby Shmurda. It's Windows Down with the Heat On season.
Woo.
Y'all do that?
I have not done that, no.
Sleeping. It's a game changer.
Hello?
That's the optimal. That's the perfect temperature. That's the most perfect temperature anyone could possibly be in. It's fucking cold, but the heat is on.
Yeah.
And you're driving. And it's like this. The heat is here, and then the cold is here, and then it mixes, and you're just normal.
Beautiful.
Normal temperature.
You heard
your back is sweating, but.
Oh, yo, your back is sweating and you're cold? Yo, you just kind of take the coat off when you get to your destination. You just got to tell them, like, nah, I'm good. I'm good like this for a little bit.
I'm good,
like,
bro. It's,
yo, especially
there's a mark on my back.
When you're sweating and you let the fucking coat up outside, oof.
Oh. Crispy. Y'all niggas, no hairs ever freeze.
Yeah.
That's, we got to change
you
that.
Super
man.
White and shit.
Bro, Draymond Green says he has a ligament issue in his left hand and can't grip a basketball. And the nigga quote retweeted it and said, man, seeing everyone else at the job using their sick days and want to join in. It's hilarious.
He did?
Same thing.
Huh? Like, yeah, he can't grip a ball.
No, but he said that?
No. Like, oh, the next nigga said that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd be like, honestly, my spine hurts. My spine is fucking screaming right now.
Yeah.
So I could probably gotta miss all the games. You know what it is?
Yes.
Subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel.
Hold on, sorry. D'Angelo Russell sprained his ankle.
No, he didn't.
Bro, NBA TV 15 minutes ago just said that. They're done. Did you bet on them tonight? Look at it.
No. I did not bet tonight at all.
Okay, sorry. Clear this up.
Guys, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
Facts.
All our audio people. Y'all got a little exclusive, little audio exclusive episode 39.5. Oh, this is episode 40. I forgot.
This is right. It's episode 40. Shit.
Oh, yeah. That's it. All our audio people, head over to the YouTube channel to check out the visuals. And our YouTube people, we got audio. All right. So if you're in the car, you're in the gym, you want to take us with you, you could do that. We could go in your ears. Listen to the iTunes podcast. Listen to us on the iTunes podcast app. Drop 5 stars. Say something nice. We're also available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud. We got some stuff going on at 4ie.ca.
Yeah.
Go on and get you some great stuff. We got more hot shit coming for you this Christmas season.
Fire. Yeah.
No. New Dewey's on the way.
Stupid, grab your coats because it's going to be cold.
Hey, Con and Young Jesus.
Yeah.
Got the little rework collection we did in the summer, but
yeah.
International.
Yeah.
Pick mama up riding with the paper plate.
What just happened? All right. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Random Order Show. What's the other thing I was going to say? Yeah, go check out the sketch. Check out the vlog. Boom. Yeah. We getting active. It's still the year of up. Yo, we told y'all at the top of this year, it's the year to upload.
Yeah. And,
we got a lot of great things happening right now.
Yeah.
Niggas a little busy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets hard to record the podcast.
Yeah. So sorry for leaving, but, you know, we making shit happen over here. So, yeah, y'all see what we on, man. Y'all see what we doing.
Thank you guys for watching again. We'll be back next week.
I remember.
Random Order, best number one podcast. Show somebody the show. That's it.
Yeah.
If you can, appreciate it.
And
do it.
Yeah.
And what I was going to say is NBA YoungBoy's album is fucking crazy.
Yeah, let me download that right now.
That is it. We are out of here.
What's the leaving with the quote of the day?
Some NBA YoungBoy shit. What's the line you got?
Yeah, give me an NBA YoungBoy bar.
Yeah.
NBA
YoungBoy bar.
I feel like I'm Gucci Mane in 2006.
That's it.